gathering that was done in the Midbar. So then you think about it, I guess there are two points that emerge from this whole discussion of the plating. The first one would be is that even something so seemingly functional as bringing people towards a meeting was done in a very particular form, and we always like imitate that form. So it was done with a silver instrument, so you use a silver instrument.
Which makes you question why it's, we're using a shofar, not chatzot, or if we want to actually follow it.
It's a very good point. So why would you deviate at all?
Yeah.
So again, so that might be because, remember the pasuk that we saw in the context of the halacha of shofar in the mikdash, is that shofar, so maybe, right, you always need in the mikdash, you always need...
Right, that's shofar.
Right.
This would just be chatzotzer.
Well, but again, here, if you go to the Mishnah, it says, v'taniyos b'shel zacharim kfufin, p'en mitzupe kasef u'shtei chatzotzer b'emtza, shofar mikatzer v'chatzotzer marichos.
Right, no, really on the question.
Oh, you're saying based on logic.
It's based on the
Pasuk,
it doesn't even say that they used shofar.
So right.
Or does it? I don't know.
No, they didn't use it. Apparently they didn't use a shofar at all. This would just be Allah on the Beis HaMikdash.
Right, so it's, rather than taking away the chatzotzer, you could take away the shofar.
If you really wanted to do it exactly the way that they did it. So I think we have to then redefine our position and say that it's a confluence of two values. One, we're looking to build off of the chatzotras that were used. And that means that silver will play a role here, and that chatzotras will play a role here. That's number one. So we're concretizing the form that was used in the Midbar. The chatzotros to gather people, kinofia, with chatzotros, and that silver will be the common denominator. That's number one. Point number two is that in the Beis HaMikdash, you need b'chatzotros, the kol shofar. You always need both. So when you put those two things together, you emerge with the need for chatzotros. The chatzotros are going to be dominant because gathering people, that's why the chatzotros here are be'emtza. And then in addition to that, the shofros that you use have to be linked by silver. They're linked by silver. So if you have two silver chatzotros in the middle, and then you have the shofar on the outside, and the shofar is silver, that would provide a common denominator. Just to chart it out.
In addition, as far as I'm concerned, the chatzotzer are no more expensive than the shofar would be with silver, so that also accounts for the other value of
Terechas al Mamon and Tzor
Yisrael.
If we chart it out, we essentially have three. So the first is Bachatzotros Vekol Shofar. Hariu lifnei hamelech Hashem. So you're going to need chatzotros and shofar. Point two is that for taniyos, it's a kinufya, it's a gathering, what you've called functional usage. And the kinufya was done in the Midbar with chatzotzros shel kesef. So what would emerge from that is that since you need both, the chatzotzros are dominant. That's why they go in the middle. And that even the shofar has to be plated with silver. shofar mitsupe kesef. So that what you'd have here, the end result would be chatutra 1, chatutra 2, I just made a chatzutra trumpet. I'm just making a symbolic trumpet. You know, forgive it. It's not corresponding to any
salt and pepper shape.
Exactly. And then you'd have shofar mitsupe kesef and shofar mitsupe kesef. And just because in the Mishnah they say it's the zacharim kufin, it should be bent, so I'm just going to make it like that, just so that we can do some justice to the Mishnah's rendering. The Nobel Prize, this will not win. Okay, so that's the basic idea that you put together. You need both, because you're following the model in the Midbar, so the chatzotzeros are dominant, and they also lend their silver SF must be exported to both of the shofars to link the four. Why not gold? We said two reasons. First of all, then you would lose the thematic similarity with the chatzotros. Second of all, terachas amamon and shal yisrael. So, but on Rosh Hashanah, you're willing to sacrifice the functional similarity with the chatzotros. So on Rosh Hashanah, Zahav. Why? You're sacrificing the functional similarity with the chatzotros, right? So one is lo lekinofia. Well, it's not functional. So the shofros are the dominant feature. You're not beholden to the chatzotros.
The chatzotros are always kesef.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Correct. So you're not beholden to the chatzotros. The shofar is the dominant theme. And once the shofar is the dominant theme, and you're liberated from the need to have it be kesef, so then why would we go up to the next level and make it zahav?
Because it doesn't really say that. It says shofar shosh hashanah shal yalpa shid b'pi mitzifah zahav, so it's gold. R'shei chatzotra mirat tzadi. But it doesn't say what the chatzotra are made of.
Right, so the chatzotras are always kesef.
So,
yeah, that's a good point. So, because the Torah, when the Torah discusses the chatzotros, it says, "Seilach shnei chatzotros kesef." So what's the reason that we go up to gold for Rosh Hashanah?
Kapha Gantin.
So back into the Gemara now. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel.
Rav Papa Bar Shmuel Safar Lumi Avad Oka Kemat Nidhi Amar Vati Amar.
What does that mean?
Papa Bar Shmuel has the opinion that should be made.
But when the other Uta Uta is it happening when again it says suffer when the other Uta he wanted to do his practice Kimas Nisim. Kimas Nisim is as it's done in the Mishnah.
Okay.
So what does that mean? So want to take a look at the Rashi, when the Ovid Ufta?
Okay.
So he wanted not just to have shofar on Rosh Hashanah, he wanted to have the Chatzotros, like the Mishnah is prescribing for the Beis HaMikdash.
Okay.
So the Papa Bar Shmuel Shofar Lamei Ovid Uvda Kemas Nisim the Chatzotros Vishofar. So Rava's response is,
that doesn't make sense to me. If you're doing it like the Mishnah, then surely you would know that it's only for the Mikdash.
Well, he wanted to export it outside of the Beis HaMikdash.
But then he's not doing it as the Mishnah says.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. Sure. Oh, yeah, you just leave it in the kitchen. Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. So, maybe that's precisely the point that's in debate, is that according to Rav Papa Bar Shmuel...
My question is how Rashi can come to the conclusion that...
Oh, just based on the continuation of the Gemara, you'll see that will merge. I'm just, yeah. Sometimes Gemara, no, that's fine. Sometimes Gemara has to work that way, where it's a difficult part of it, where you sort of have to read ahead to know a little bit what's going on. So Rashi does that for us. That's why it's so much easier to learn Gemara with Rashi. So Rav Papa Bar Shmuel Savar Lamei Ovid Uvda Kemas Nisan. Amar Le Rava. Rava responds to Rav Papa Bar Shmuel that you're right, Harlan. You're right that the Mishnah cannot possibly be exported. Amar Le Rava. That it can only be done in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Sometimes you have those kinds of lines in the Gemara. Okay, so Tanya Nam Yahachi, there's a Braisa which records a similar incident.
The Gemara's worrying. I'm worrying about the Mikdash. Although we blew in Masam Fiesta, so far. Masam Fiesta, so far.
Okay, so we want to try to translate that. So the Braisa also says that. You have shofar and chatzotros, b'med varim amurim b'mikdash. But outside of the Beis HaMikdash, aval b'gvulin.
My parents said, like, gvulin. Outside of the Mikdash,
No. Let's pursue that for a second. So gvulin means the boundaries.
Right.
The idea is that the Mikdash is the focal point of all of the society, of all activity. And so when you want to say outside the Mikdash, you say at the borders, at the edges. Because it's all measured relative to the center. Everything that's not the center is to a certain extent at the edge. Some can actually be at the edge.
Okay.
Maybe you'll think of a better explanation than me. I don't know. That's the way that I've always understood it.
I guess it's possible.
It's not intuitive, I guess, is what you're saying.
No, if I think of the border, there's something of it being inside of it.
Oh, right, but at the, meaning, right, but you would say, let's say you're saying you had a circle, right? So, let's say if this is your conception. Maybe it's not a fair conception, but this is Yerushalayim. So if you wanted to describe all of the area out here, you would say outside the inner circle.
Yeah.
Right. So if you wanted to use one word to describe that, you might say the outsides. Even though over here is not over there.
That's true.
That's the way I think about it.
All right, Bill.
So the Braisa says the Mikdash. The Mikdash is Chatzotros and Shofar. Of all the Gvul. So that's
let's think about that. So what's the Gemara teaching us? That
the shofars are the tzotzer and fire. You can't have both of them together. Just one of them together outside from the
tzotzer. So how do you understand that? It's so fascinating that the nature of orchestral, the wind instruments, if you will, you know, they just come to staff, they come to string, the percussion, the wind instruments have to have a different form of it. And you get some echoes, and they do another process. That's a different. How would you understand that? It sounds like you know, somehow to the special goal of the connect us in society.
If you think about how is that in our world, just like in what context we have a shofar and sotoza together if not for the specific purpose that they serve in the Veda Mikdash. So it's just that this is another clarification that of something that we already knew. Yeah.
So I suppose that the real issue at stake here is to pin down what's so unique about the combination of the Chatzotos with Kol Shofar. We have to restrict that. That's such a concern. We would all agree that you can only do a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. We would all agree that you can only offer the Torah in the Beis HaMikdash. But
here it comes down to the interpretation. What is the interpretation of the Chassid?
I guess what I'm wondering, is this like a quasi-avoda? Is it like a musical avoda? Is it like, can only be done with this musical?
I don't know. It seems that way. Although I don't necessarily say that.
Look into that a little bit.
Did we ever talk about how saying Bishnah Melch Hashem implies Beit HaMikdash?
No, and that's a very important topic, because where is the person to the closest to Hashem, most in Hashem's presence?
It's better than the question. I mean, shouldn't you still be able to correct? Pasuk implies the opposite is false, like the converse.
Good point.
It's telling you that you should use Chatzotzer and Shofar in the Mikdash, but it doesn't necessarily imply that the opposite is false.
Your point is very well taken. After all, Rav Papa Bar Shmuel thought it was exportable.
Right, if it were to say, outside the Beit HaMikdash, don't use it, then that surely doesn't imply that within the Beit HaMikdash you should. But I don't think that the opposite is true.
Right.
Just
Right, I mean, that's
like logically.
Right, Rav Papa Bar Shmuel certainly thought that way, but the Gemara, I will see this in two lines as well, assuming the position that Lifnei HaMelech Hashem is exclusive. The rock Lifnei HaMelech Hashem. Hashem's Malchus is accentuated there in Mikdash. So let's go just two lines further, because this is very much to your point. The Chinuch. Rabbi Chalapta in Tziporim, Rabbi Chananya in Tzahog, or Nohig. You know what Nohig means? Like a minhag? Or like a hanhagah's behavior. It's to conduct. Conduct one's behavior. A nahag is somebody who conducts a bus, a driver. Nice. So the chen hinig, Rabbi Chalapta in Tziporim, Rabbi Chananya in Tzahog, the sechnik. So the kach hinhig, you want to take a look at the Rashi?
Kim Mishnah, Shofar,
right.
I thought I read the last one.
Yeah.
I skipped the
line. Oh! So the me'avid uvda is bechatzotras v'shofar. So I didn't pick up on that. Okay. So v'kachin hig k'mishnasein v'shofar v'chatzotras. By the way, what's the difference between Rav Papa Bar Shmuel on the one hand and Rabbi Chananya ben Tradion and Rabbi Chalafta? Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chananya ben Tradion X and Rabbi Papa Bar Shmuel Y. The subtle difference. They both obviously. Something to do with Chatzotras and Shofar. But what's the difference between, just a hint, with Papa Bar Shmuel, Savar Lame Avir Uvta, Savar, and V'chein Hinhe?
Papa Bar Shmuel, Savar, and
excellent! Correct. So Rabbi Chalapta and Tzipori, Rabbi Chananya ben Tradion in Sichni went further. So what was the response? Ukshaba. Okay, good. So this was only to be practiced in the eastern gates, the Sha'arei Mizrach, and on the Temple Mount alone. Now, are these two different places, Sha'arei Mizrach and Har HaBayis, or is it the same place? So Rashi says, Chada Milsahi. It's just one place. Sha'arei Mizrach, Bihar HaBayis. The eastern gates of the Har HaBayis is where they used to blow the shofar and the trumpets. V'yei shomrim, Sha'arei Mizrach be'ezras nashim, that it was in the women's section of the Beis HaMikdash. So, do you see a little aleph, by the way, or a little notation between the words ukshaba and davar?
Mm-hmm. It takes me to...
It should take you to the bach.
Yeah, it's here.
So you see, he puts in his little something like subtle. Anina ben Tzadion b'sichni ukshaba not davar etzel chachamim. Yeah. Very often the Bach, again, the Bach stands for Bias Chadash, or Yoel Circus. He lived in, did he live in the Krakow? That's where he's from. It's a very modern city now. It's completely leveled, obliterated in World War II. So everything there is, you know, like in New York, there are pre-war buildings. There's like a lot of things that have been around. This building wouldn't be standing in Krakow because in September 1st, 1939, the Germans invaded Poland and they just destroyed it, completely destroyed it. So everything in Krakow is completely new today. It's a very gleaming city. It was a very, very major Jewish city, obviously up until World War II. And Rashi says it's really one place. Okay, so let's just finish off this section. Amar Rava, so Rava stated, and again Rava is already on the record in this Gemara, he's the one who told Rav Papa the son of Shmuel that Chatzotzos and Shofar should be limited to the Mikdash. So Amar Rava v'isema Rav Yishua ben Levi Maikra. What is the textual support for this? Dichsev, the Pasuk says, Bachatzotzros, with trumpets, Vikol shofar, and the sound of the shofar, Haviu, Lifnei HaMelech Hashem. Lifnei HaMelech Hashem, Hu Deboinan, Chatzotzros, Vikol shofar. So, when you're in God's direct presence, namely, Shari Mizrach Harabayas, Beis HaMikdash. Lifnei HaMelech Hashem, who Dibo'inan, require, need, Chatzotros, trumpets, Vikol Shofar, Aval Be'al Malo, Alma means Olam, anywhere else. Generally speaking, no. And this gets to the heart of your issue. This is exactly what you were raising, Harlan. Does that mean that they're required on Har HaBayis, namely Chatzotzos and the shofar, but not required anywhere else, which is what you suggested? They're not required. They're not a problem, but they're not required. Or, right, I mean, that's a simple reading, is Ba'inan Chatzotros V'kol Shofar Aval Be'al Malo. Generally speaking, they're not required. Or should we read this section of the Gemara is that not only are they not required, but they're not desirable.
Not desirable? They're just generally not allowed.
Right. Well said. Impermissible.
I don't think that the pasuk. I don't think you can say that the pasuk says that you can that it. I don't think you can say that the pasuk implies that you can't do it anywhere else. But I think you can use the pasuk to prove it by saying that being at the. It's so special that you don't want to replicate it. It's practiced
publicly. In other words, that it's not explicit in the pasuk, but it's based on a logical extension.
Not so much as a logical extension, but like a value statement that you come up with based on the pasuk.
Yes, I really like the way that you put that. I think you put it much better than I did. I'm curious to see how the Rambam formulates it. So if you look at if you go back to the line of Mar Amar Le Rava Lo Amru Ela B'Mikdash, so that should have a notation there linking us to the Rambam. I'm just going to bring it up here. So see if you could find it. It should be toward the Ein Mishpat, near Mitzvah. Okay, so Hilchos Tanis, Perek Aleph, Mari Perek Aleph, Hilchos Tanis, Halacha Dalet. So Hilchos Tanios are in Sefer Zmanim for the Rambam, because you know, they come out, or they, you know, they, why are they in Sefer Zmanim? Because there are certain fast days during the year. I'm just going to read here from the Rambam. Mishnah Torah, Sefer Zmanim, it's one of the 14 books, in the time, Hilchos Tanis, Perek Aleph. Midifrei Sofrim, Rabbinic, his anos are called Sarashes Havoala Tzibor, Adji Ruchamo Minashamayim, to fast whenever there's a time of communal distress until divine mercy from the heavens, so to speak, arrives. Ubime Hatanio Sa'elu, and on these fast days, Zoakin Bitvilos, one cries out in prayer, umischananim, and one pleads, umirian, and you make truos, bechatzotros bilvad, only with the trumpets. V'im hayu b'mikdash,